Expectation is on Stephanie, Stephanie Irwin, I-R-W-I-N, 38-year-old lady referred by Dr. Nimakata for evaluation management of her aches and pains. Patient has complaints of at least 1.5 years of generalized aching and hurting with discomfort in the pains, wrist, neck, and even legs. The patient just complains of generalized aches and pains, fatigue, and inability to sleep well at night, some morning stiffness, but pain lasts all day long. Patient does not work outside home, however, has 3 children. She also smokes at least a pack a day and has other medical problems, including peptic ulcer disease, depression, asthma, etc. There is the new strip skin rashes and photosensitivity, oral nasal ulcers, and sugar symptoms, etc. She had a low positive rheumatoid factor in January of 2012 and was referred to me. However, she did not make an appointment. She has not been, she admits to not taking her vitamins on a regular basis. I was only recently started on them. Even her other medications she's probably taking erratically. Review of system is positive for constipation, heartburn, difficulty with sleep, night sweats, shortness of breath, dizziness, fever, fatigue, recent weight gain, and muscle pain and stiffness. She has not noticed any swelling in the joints. Past medical history, peptic ulcer disease, depression, asthma, past surgical history of cholecystectomy and hysterectomy, family history, non-contributory social history, smokes a pack per day, does not smoke indoors, no alcohol or illegal drugs, patient drinks 2 large cups of iced tea a day and 2 to 4 cups of, no coffee but 2 to 4 cups of iced tea. Allergies to Motrin, gave her rash, and Rosuvan put her into shock. Present medication, Prevacid 30 milligrams twice a day, Paxil 40 milligrams once a day, Ventolin inhaler, Vicodin twice a day, Nebumetone twice a day, which she does not take, Biotin, vitamin D3, she does not take regularly, iron, and fish oil, does not take regularly. On examination, her height was 5 feet 6 inches, weight 174, blood pressure 120 over 80, HENT was on remarkable, neck, mild paracervical spasm, chest, heart regular rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, extremities, no edema, musculoskeletal examination, trace puffiness in the hands, but no definite synovitis synovitis in any of the joints. She did have some degenerative changes in the DIPs and some tenderness in the wrist. Elbows and shoulders were unremarked. The lower extremity joint also showed some early degenerative changes, but no definite synovitis. Laboratory tests available to me were reviewed in January of 2012, her rheumatoid factor was low positive at 21 and said rate was at 31. Comprehensive panel was under Michael Amy, was greater than 640. Impressions. Patient has a positive ANN, positive rheumatoid factor, and polyarthralgias will need further evaluation. Her symptoms are suggestive of fibromyalgia rather than an inflammatory arthropathy. Hence, I had a very detailed discussion with the patient. We will do additional laboratory tests. I have advised her to discontinue smoking and attempt to use her gym membership on a regular basis. I have also advised her to reduce the iced tea, increase vitamin D3 to 12,000 units daily until she runs out of her present bottle, and then 10,000 units after that. Multivitamin once a day, Tramadol, 50 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets up to 3 times a day. She may discontinue her nebumetol, reduce her Prevacid to 30 milligrams once a day, and discontinue Vicodin. She will call me next week to review lab results, and I will see her back and follow up in 1 month. End of dictation on this patient with a copy of note to go to Dr. Nimagada.